Bless this holy name. Bless this holy name. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, gracious heaven. Almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and to all our deacons. All of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, it's just good to know Jesus. Thank God for everything. But most of all, we thank God for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank God for our choir. Hallelujah. Thank God for all our worshiping. Hallelujah. And my brothers and sisters, I don't change messages. I only let holidays change my messages. You miss your Easter message this morning. So I have to go direct what the Lord told me to do. And still on my series. That's His holy name. The God that still need nothing.
Preach, Reverend. Preach.
Even those who don't want to praise Him this morning, He don't need your praise. He already had gotten up with all power in His hand. But I found out something since I've been a preacher pastor. We are shout over a lot of things. But when it come down direct to Him, we shun off.
Well.
The name Jesus just means everything. The only problem that the church having with Jesus is obedience. It's obedience. And that's what we own now, in a sense. And we, when you read your Bible, those who read the Bible, when you read your Bible, you'll find out how the church is leaving Jesus Christ. Then when you see what's happening in the world today, we take Jesus too lightly. Take Him too lightly. We take Him too lightly. Bless His holy name. And Jesus is nothing to play with. If you love Him, you love Him. If you don't love Him, you don't love Him. But if you love Him, you're going to love Him. And when you love Him, He said, if you love Me, you'll do what I said. That's what He said. But the way things going and the way the Bible taught, we leave in Jesus. And you see it, those who study the Bible, and look what's happening in the world today. The most of us, the most of folks who go to church, is really ashamed of him. Well, you might well go and say amen. In some places we go, we're ashamed to bring him up. And this is what's happening now. I'm preaching on what's happening now. In these last and evil days. Bless this holy name. Luke 4:14 verse. Are we going to read? Are we going to read Luke 4 beginning at the 18th verse? Still dealing with what I start on. Hallelujah. Luke 4 and 18. Jesus talking. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me. Everybody says, sent me. To heal the brokenhearted. To preach the deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Well,
he's still preaching. And we still not listening. He's still preaching, I say. And testing. Still preaching. And my battery has gone dead. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus came here to preach his gospel. The gospel of joy. The gospel of Jubilee. He came to preach his gospel. The gospel about him. Bless his holy name. And I'm dealing with the church. And if ever was a time the church needs to be dealt with, it's right now. In these last and evil days. Jesus came here preaching his gospel. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you if the real church will do her job, we must start in the pulpit. That's the only way. And when you study the Bible, when you read the Bible, you'll find out how we live in Jesus Christ. For worldliness. For the things of this world. Hallelujah. You see it every day. Those who are spiritual minded, who want to follow Jesus, you can see it every day. But those who are not, they don't see it. But those who spiritual minded and looking for God for us to do something, we can see it every day. And the Bible talks about how we're going to leave him. Jesus for worldliness. And you see it happening every day. Bless his holy name. The real church. Not the false church, but the real church. And my brothers and sisters, preaching the gospel. Don't turn my mic. I'm just going off now, brother. Wait a minute. Get this straight here now. That don't get on me. I know the devil. We rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I know when he's messing with you. Hallelujah. This God world and everything in the world belongs to him. You can rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ without compromising. God's word is the only solution that God have in this sinful, sick world that can save a lost soul, and no other way is just only through the gospel. There's no other way. Only through the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of gospel going on, but the only way to save folk is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is what makes the gospel of Jesus Christ so important. And very, very important to a man's soul. See, it's important to a man's soul. His soul. That's what folks got to look at. His soul got to live somewhere forever. That's what folks miss. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. Somewhere. Your soul got to live. Your body goes to the ground, but your soul going somewhere else. It can't stop living. It got to keep on living. Why, Reverend Walker? Because it's in the image and the likeness of God. It can't stop existing. That means Jesus come here. He come here to save our what? Souls. God Almighty. That's where you come from. To save our soul. Now look at Matthew for me right quick. Matthew 16 and 26, Paul. Hallelujah. Very important. Very important.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
God Almighty.
For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Nothing on this earth is more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing else. If you put anything else before Jesus Christ, you'll lose your own soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's important. Ain't nothing worth losing your soul. Nothing on this earth worth losing your soul. Long as the devil keep a person blind of Jesus coming in the world, he got you, and you don't even realize he got you. God Almighty. We pursue everything but Jesus Christ. I said, but Jesus Christ. Until sometimes we get sick and need it, we'll put on a front that don't work with Jesus Christ. Always remember, we can't fool him. He already knew us before we came in the world. Oh, I've been in church long enough, not been a preacher long enough, to find out how folk can put on. God Almighty. But God wants your realness. That's what moves God, when we real in what we're doing. And not putting on. And these last and evil days, and this what needs to be preached. Tell my preacher, preach the gospel. Make folks mad, let them get mad. You preach the gospel. I'd rather make you mad 1,000 times than make Jesus mad 1 time. He wakes you up in the morning. He don't want to start you on your way every day. Don't make him angry with you. You got one of the worst enemies in the world if he comes to be your enemy.
You're right.
That's his holy name. So what is profit a man? Think now. If he get the whole world. This is how Paul in the gospel is. If he get the whole world and lose his own soul. Always remember, young preachers, God's word is truth. And if he can say it, then we are charged and demand to say what he said. If Jesus can say it, I can say it. If Jesus can say it, you can say it. But say it out of love. I said, say it out of love. Cause you love for watch it. When you love folks, you're going to tell them the truth. If you don't care nothing about folks, you're going to tell them lies. You're trying to fool folks, preachers. You're trying to make folks love you. You can't make folks love you. If it's not there, it's just not there. Jesus couldn't make nobody love him, but he was the truth. Truth stands. Truth never falls. Truth never go away. Because God is what? Truth. Oh, boy. So I charge my preachers, man. Didn't my preacher, but those who are here, tell the truth.
All right, Pastor.
It makes some folk hot, but make them hot. It may do something about it, but tell them the truth. Don't let their blood be on you. Tell folk to remember, young preachers, tell folk the truth. I believe this. If God can say it, I can say it. I'm charged and demand to say it because I've been called by God. That's His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we never to bargain with the devil. That's compromising, preacher. See, you never bargain with the devil. What we look like bargaining with the devil? What we look like getting God's word to bargain with the devil with? That's His holy name. And my brother and sister, I have found out when Paul was here, that's one thing about him. He didn't play preaching.
No, he didn't, Reverend.
Jesus was here. He didn't play preaching. He said, I've been anointed to preach the gospel. They didn't play preaching. They preached the gospel just like it was supposed to be preached. Regardless of who wanted it, who didn't want it. Our job is to say what Jesus said. And say it out of love in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I found out when real preachers who are called by God, He will appreciate and love God. And tell people the true love of God. And without compromising God's truth. In other words, God don't want us to mix His word with the devil.
You're right.
The devil is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. He don't know what truth is. He don't want no truth. He don't want truth around him. That's His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, if the preacher feel angry or feel the anger of men, he put it like that. He will not be faithful to God. If he, can I say chicken? If he is chicken in the pulpit, he's not faithful to God. That's what problem is. You can't make folks love you. God Almighty. What wrong with telling folks the truth? You've been called by a true God. To tell the truth. But so much of compromising in the pulpit, if the church don't ever get better, it's got to start right here in the pulpit.
You're right. Amen.
Oh, boy.
Boy, you're right,
sir. He will become a compromising preacher if you don't watch yourself. Preach to please men. We're not to preach to please y'all.
Amen.
They're not preach to please me. They preach to please Jesus if they've been called by God. That's His holy name. So much of compromise and preaching going on now because the church, you can see how they're drifting off from Jesus every day. It ain't going to get no better. Every day, drifting off. Every day, drifting off. Drifting off. You're going to see it. Those who are not even fishermen, you're going to see it after a while. How folks bringing so much of falseness in the real church. And we represent the church of Laodicea. The church that worldly, love the world more than they love God. And then what happened now in these last and evil days? Paul, look at Romans 8:31 for me. Hallelujah.
What shall we then say to these things?
God Almighty.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
That's what preachers got to understand. That's what the saints got to understand. I don't care how it look. You just stand up for Jesus. I don't care what they be saying. You just stand up for getting up. God be for you. Who can be against you? Don't let the Lord be against you now. Please don't. Can't nobody help you if God against you. But whoever against you and you on God's side, you're already saved and safe.
Amen.
Oh, boy. That's His holy name. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? That's His holy name. That's what preachers got to understand. That's what the church got to understand. That's His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, always remember, we cannot please God and the devil at the same time. One of us must go. I mean it now. God ain't going to have it. Because they are going in two different directions. Two different roles, two different places. It's just like going to Birmingham and Tuscaloosa at the same time. It just won't work.
You're right.
It won't work. It won't work. Going to Tuscaloosa and Birmingham at the same time, it just won't work. It won't work with God. It's like blending or mixing with the devil, confusing folks. See, when we bring the gospel like that, it confuses folks. See, we don't mix with the devil. We don't come compromise. We don't blend in compromise and gospel. God preachers are not to preach a blend in gospel.
You're right.
It won't work with mixed or whatever you put it with. It won't work. It's got to be pure because it is pure.
All right, all
you
right.
Preach the gospel just like it is. You don't bring nothing to add to it because you're going to make God angry with you if you're a real preacher. That's His holy name. We preach. We preachers must live a Christian life.
You're right.
And preach a full, true gospel of Jesus Christ without compromising.
You're right.
We don't compromise God's word. You see, our bargain with the devil. We are not to make no deal with the devil in these last days.
You're right. Amen.
Look at Matthew, Paul 6 and 24. Yes, Lord. No, this ain't no shouting message. You could have shouted this morning, but it ain't no shouting message. He got up. He up. We know he up. But you got to do what he said. He wants to do what he said.
Amen.
Somebody got to tell us that in these last days. Read, Paul.
No man can serve two masters.
No man.
For either he will hate the one and love the other.
Yeah.
Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
And the world. You can't do it. See, you can't serve two masters at the same time. And that's what we're trying to do. What's happening in the world today, we're trying to serve both at the same time. It just won't work with God. You with God or you're not with God. It's just that simple, folks. Don't let the devil deceive you. It's just that simple. You can't serve but one at a time. God, the worldly thing. Man, I mean the worldly stuff. Stuff in the world. Money. We love the world more than we love God. We'll do more for the world than we'll do for God. God Almighty. You can't follow both of them at the same time. It just won't work with the law. And preachers got to tell us that. God Almighty. Stop deceiving folks. People's got to be knowing of that. That's when he got the preachers here to tell you the truth. And when you see what's happening in the world today, you can see it happening.
You're right, Pastor.
Just the plain ass day.
Amen.
We are ashamed of him.
Yeah.
We are afraid. Yeah. We want to serve him and the devil at the same time. We see it happening. We don't took so much out the church and put nothing but worldly stuff in the church.
Amen.
Half the church don't cut out prayer meeting. No, this happening today. And when you read the Bible, it tells us in the last days of the falling away from the faith.
Amen.
It's happening. We haven't seen nothing yet. Somebody got to say it, and some preacher's not afraid to say it, but you got to tell folks that.
You're right.
And you can see it happening every day of your life. Everybody come in a house where it's there, the house of prayer don't know Jesus, see?
You're
the
right.
Devil visit the house of prayer to get folks all messed up.
You're right.
That means I'm starting in the pulpit.
Yeah. Well, bless you,
because if you got a false preacher, you got a false church.
All right.
All he want to do is just be there and get what he can get out of it. But think about it. But a real preacher got to tell you the truth. And God got some real preachers in churches.
You're right.
The devil got false there everywhere at the same time. Amen. Right. But God got the word of God to prove out what I said and what the devil's saying.
Right.
You've got to go by what this saying. And not what I think and what I feel and what it look like. What God done said. And don't bite your tongue, preacher. Preach out of love. Because you love people's soul. God Almighty. I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
I don't know where you're going somewhere, but I'm on my way to heaven, see.
Right.
And when you're on your way to heaven, I'm going to bring everybody I can to heaven with me. That's my job as a preacher, as a saint. That's your job as a saint. I know the devil dealing with me. He cut everything off, but God can bring it right back on. He got a way to get the gospel.
All right.
This kind of gospel, he don't appreciate. But the truth, ain't no compromising with it. You got to tell folks the truth. And preacher, God will bless you when you tell folks the truth.
Right.
Always remember that. He'll bless you We don't bargain with the devil. It's a strange thing. Listen at this. It's a strange thing that many people who come to the church house to hear the truth of God's word, and when they hear about their own sin, they get mad with the preacher. Say amen. When they hear about their sin, I say they get what? Mad with the preacher. Because it is the word of God. And he is charged and sent by God to tell people the truth, regardless whether they want to hear it or not. God Almighty. What happened? Because he don't want your blood on his hand. We can lead folks to hell in this pulpit.
You're right.
Some folk will believe you regardless. Some folk don't hear that preacher regardless. That's what God wanted. He wants us to stand up and tell folk the truth.
You're right.
In these last and evil days. But we're trying to be popular. Want to be tough and all that kind of popular. Popular, but popular on your way to hell. Popular.
Reverend.
Let me tell y'all this. God is nothing to play with.
Amen.
God knows you're playing with your soul. Oh, and I want it on the radio everywhere. It ought to be sad, see. Because folk playing with, you can see they playing with their soul.
You're right. God
Almighty. Playing with the soul.
Mama.
And God is nothing to play with. And when we call ourselves fooling God, you're fooling yourself sometimes. Yeah, fooling yourself. You're not fooling God. Regardless of what folk want to hear it or not, we demand to say what he said. Whether they want to hear it or whether they shoot at you, whatever, we got to say what he said.
Amen.
If we're going to please him. Oh, the man. Paul, look at Jeremiah for me. Jeremiah 1 and 2. Jeremiah 23, 1 and 2. Bless his holy name.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastor, saith the Lord.
See, that's what a preacher got to look at. Look at that woe. That woe can be anything. That woe can be so bad you wish you weren't even born in the world. And God said the woe. It's not the devil talking, not God talking. Woe unto what? The pastors that destroy and scatter who? The sheep. Of my what? My what? Pastor.
Right.
Said who? The Lord. Woe unto us.
Amen.
If we lead folks astray, woe unto us. I'd rather deal with you than deal with God. See, a man can't do no more than God allow him to do to serve. But don't let God get a hold to you. Oh boy, he'll skin you buck naked. He'll get the skin off you. Don't let the Lord do nothing to you, see. But woe unto the pastors who scatter and destroy my sheep.
Amen.
And preacher getting pulpit playing. Showing out.
You're right.
And I know y'all love that. You know some of you and clown a little bit. All that kind of stuff. You better see what Jesus said in this word here. God Almighty. Yeah. You missed your shout this morning. And I mean I don't change no CVs. God got you on it. You got to stay there.
Amen.
God Almighty. Got to hear. Somebody got to hear. They're going to help somebody. Woe unto the pastor. God Almighty. Woe unto me if I tell you lies. Woe unto me if I compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm just plain old scared of God. Plain old country scared of God. He's nothing to play with, buddy. Waterbed won't sleep right. Sweet water ain't sweet no more. A butterfly bites you, you'll catch the disease, anything. Don't let the Lord, see, when God against you, everything against you. Think about it now. When God against you, everything you see against you. He can touch anything he wants to make it do something to you. Because he owns everything.
Right.
Make your bulldog start biting you. You feed him every day. Make the cat scratch you. He feed him, but he can make anything be your enemy.
All right.
Oh, boy. Don't let the law be against you, preacher. You've got something on your hand. Look at Ezekiel 34, 3 through the 3rd verse, Paul. Ezekiel 34, 1 through the 3rd verse.
31.
Huh?
31.
Jeremiah. What's that? What's that? What?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Yeah, Ezekiel 34.
31.
Yeah, okay.
Amen. And it came to pass. Excuse me. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the 3rd month, in the 1st day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? Read the wrong one, right?
Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. God used his preachers to talk to anybody. I don't care how great you may be. He get one of the most country preachers in the world to talk to the king. Always remember, you got to hear the preacher. Regardless of whether you like him or not, you got to hear the preacher. You can't hear without what? The preacher.
All right.
You got to hear the preacher regardless of what? Oh, what you, how you like him, how you love him, but he got God's word, and you can't live without God's word to go to heaven. You got to hear the word of God. So he got to preach. Don't make God angry with your preachers. Tell folks the truth, and God gonna bless you. And if God wants something to happen to you, that's his business. But don't make God angry with you. Please don't. Tell folks the truth. Look at 1 Corinthians 9 and 16 in Paul. God Almighty. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 9 and 16.
For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me.
Yeah.
Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Y'all see what God said? He's talking to his preachers. Woe unto me. Have another woe on us now, see? Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't get mad. When you get mad with the preacher for preaching the truth, you get mad with God. Y'all didn't know that? You getting really mad with God. You telling God, shut up. He the mouthpiece of God. When you don't want to hear and read what the Bible says, he got to tell you. And when you don't want to hear that, you don't want to hear what God said. Woe unto this preacher. Another woe on us. If we preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ, that means don't compromise. And watch this, y'all. Time we say something about what you're doing, you get mad with the preacher.
All right.
I don't sleep with you. I don't go nowhere with you. I don't be with you. God knows what you're doing. So now he knows what everybody's doing. So when he bring up a sin, everybody comes short of God's glory. He wants you to stop doing it. Somebody got to tell you to stop doing it. If you come to church to get the truth, somebody going to tell you what you're doing and you ain't going to like it. You got to understand that. You got to say, it's in the book. You got to preach what he gave you to preach. It's trying to help you. He knows what everybody's doing. So when your sin come up, don't be going to get mad with the preacher.
All right.
You better try to get right. He told you where you can hear from the preacher.
Bless you.
See, Lord have mercy. See, a lot of folks, they want to go where I don't hear nothing about sin.
Heaven.
Don't bring up my sin.
Heaven.
Nobody perfect. But God warned us to keep on not doing it, but we keep on doing it. We're paying no attention. I don't want to hear him, but you got to hear somebody. Oh, you miss heaven.
All right.
Oh boy, folk just can understand. Them the one who really love you.
Alright.
Those are the one who really love you. Because they not playing with your soul.
Amen.
If you die without Jesus, where you think you're going?
Mama.
Oh boy. That little sweet compromising gospel ain't hitting on nothing. That little sweet stuff. You better heal the preacher. Because God got some preachers that ain't playing with folks' soul. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters,
yes,
a price must never be put on the gospel. Brother preachers,
you're right.
I said a price. I go preach if you give me. That's putting a price on the gospel. Paul of John ain't had nothing. He had no clothes to put on. Camel hair and all that kind of stuff. But watch this. See, now, you go preach the gospel. Don't put no price on it. Just preach.
All right.
Oh, boy. I'm not boasting. I don't preach revival. I do preach about 18, 19 revivals a year. I ain't never put a price on the gospel since I ever started preaching. I wasn't there. Some preacher come to me and say, I'm sorry, we ain't got, man, just give me what you got if you're going to give me something. But $2, hand it him, you gone. All just right. A half is a lot.
All right.
Don't never put no prices on no gospel
you're
preachers.
You're right.
Never put no price on no gospel. God will take care of you. God knows he'll feed you. Treat the folks right and God don't get you if you don't. And if you don't treat the preacher right, he gonna get you. That way that thing works, boy. When you give the preacher, you giving God. And when you help the poor, you helping God. Always remember that. Never put no price on the gospel. Never, preacher. I don't care what. Never.
You're right.
Never. God Almighty. Never. And my brother and sister, the pastor and the members are not to take advantage of one another for your own benefit. Since we're dealing with preachers in the church, you see, because on down the road, God gonna get you. You may get by, but you sure won't get away.
All right.
You can't get away. Because God owns everything. So treat one another right. Treat the preacher right. He gets to treat you right. Who don't get along, that's God's business. But God gonna get the one who's not doing right. Oh, boy. Preach the gospel, preacher. If they pay you nothing, you just preach. God got a reward waiting on you when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't take the advantage of folks, because you can. And my brothers and sisters, always remember the church is not your program. The church is God's program and not ours. And we are called to preach the gospel. We are all must give an account before God. All of us, we got to give an account. We got to stand before God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, Paul. You got to stand before God. Always remember that. You got to stand before God. God Almighty. Yeah.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yeah.
That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
Now think about that now. Let that stay there a minute. Think about it now. Whether it's good or bad, we all what? Got to stand. We got to stand before God. You can have your lawyer there, but he got to stand. You got to stand before living God and be judged. Ain't that something? In other words, you can't get away with nothing. Just don't treat folks right, see. When you treat folk right, God don't bless them, see. But when you're trying to get away with something, God don't get you.
All right.
On down the road, just like you were slick, you're going to run on somebody slicker than you. That way it works. Trying to make a fool out of somebody else, but God got somebody going to make a fool out of you if you don't watch yourself. Somebody who you thought never would do you like that. But this God thing, we can't do nothing about it when God get his hand in you. So keep God off you. Be in friendship with God. Just like some preachers, they take advantage of church folk. Don't do that, preachers. Never. Don't do that. Never do that. Because God's going to get you on down the road. So if we don't treat the preacher right, God's going to get them.
You're
on down the road. You're going to meet it, I promise you. And when that thing what? See, but your soul, that's what you what? Reap. If you put corn seed in the ground, what's going to come up? Corn.
Oh. God is nothing to play with. Compromising. Don't preach no compromising message. And my brothers and sisters, the devil used his compromising preachers and teachers to damn people's soul by preaching lies and not the full truth of God's word.
Amen.
They don't even realize. See, they don't care. Most of them belong to the devil a lot of times. See, they belong to the devil, see. And my brothers and sisters, many churchgoers have ears that itch for the smooth and comfortable word and don't want to be disturbed about their sins. Why? I'm going to ask y'all a question. Why do y'all, you may not be any y'all, but y'all's out there, but why do y'all get mad when the preacher bring up your sin?
Mama.
Huh? Why do you get mad with preaching? I ain't going back. Well, you're going to Oyana, that same preacher going to tell you that if he be preached by God.
Right.
Why you get mad with the preacher?
All right.
Don't he supposed to tell you when you're doing wrong?
Yeah.
He don't know you. I don't know your name. But that means God let him say it because you was there to help you.
Go ahead, Reverend.
Somebody across the street told you it was all right, but now you're getting it from the Bible. He says sin. I ain't going over there no more. Well, that's your business. He told you the truth.
Amen.
Preacher got to tell you the truth.
You're right.
God Almighty. Don't get mad with the preacher. Look here. He hit himself.
All right.
Nobody perfect. All he want to do is try to get better. Look at yourself.
All right.
Some folk, they won't hear the truth. Some folk won't say, they right, this right, don't know what right. But when it comes from the Bible, listen at the Bible.
All right.
If the Bible says sin, it's sin. I don't care how you try to fix it up. I don't care who's saying it. But if God said it's sin, it's what? Sin.
All right.
See, folk want to come to church, and I don't mean no harm. I'm just telling you the truth now. Folk want to come to church and live like a devil, but want the preacher says smooth stuff. To make it sound good. No. How you going to be helped if I don't preach against it?
All right.
Not the matter he hates you, but no, he got to tell the truth. God looking for us to tell folks the truth whether they want to hear it or not.
Amen.
And if something happened, then you can say, well, I didn't hear the truth. Well, God said, you're lying. See, when you hear, watch this now. When you hear the truth, God talking to you, especially a Christian, he
right,
talking to you.
Right.
Sometimes don't have to be Christian. Some folks tell us something to church. And God tell them, it's wrong. So now, this right here is right. This right here is wrong. God trying to talk to whoever listening.
Right.
That's what you come to church for.
Right.
You hear the truth.
Yeah.
Not lie, but the truth. Not to make you feel good, to make you feel get more in it. You can destroy your own self. Sin will kill you. Oh, boy. Well, if y'all had to buy my lunch, you wouldn't give me no lunch today. But I've got to tell you the truth. The cows on Thousand Hills belong to God. Y'all know that, don't you?
All right.
Got to tell you the truth. I've got to stand before God one day. And I'll be praying for my folk. Man, no, y'all not my folk, but folk that passed, you know. Be praying for folk, boy, Lord have mercy. When we get to heaven, we're going to have a good time. I want you to go to heaven when you die.
All right.
So you don't want a pastor who don't want to tell you the truth. You got something on your hand.
Amen.
That's the one who really loves you. So if he's not going to pray with your soul. I'm going to heaven anyhow. Where is that in the Bible?
All right.
You don't go to heaven anyhow. Oh, just because I go to a local church. Nuh-uh. That don't work like it. You go to heaven because, number one, you've been born again.
All right.
That's number one. Number two is that now the preacher have to tell you where you can get better.
If you don't, you've been born again. God's going to get you. He said, those who I love, I what? I chase them. Those I love, I what? Chase them. Remember, I send my hounds at you. And when I send my hounds at you, you're coming home. If you may run or high up, you come home dragging. You, if he get at you, you're coming home.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So the gospel got to be preached.
Amen.
Sound and not playing with folks' soul. There's so much that going on now, it's just pitiful now.
Right,
just to tickle my ear to make me feel good. But look at your lifestyle.
Right.
Oh, boy. And people want to be tickled. Their ears tickled. Bless his holy name. You don't want your ears tickled. You want your heart straight.
You're right.
Bless his holy name. So the preacher got to preach the gospel without compromising the gospel. And my brother and sister, all God is saying, the thing that we are so faithful to, are the thing that we love and serve more than God. If you don't watch yourself, they will become our master.
Mama.
If we are not very careful, the thing that we love, it be more than we love God. You got to be very careful. I have found out that the devil does not care what the preacher preach. Just don't preach about the church and what's going on in the church. Just say some things that make them feel good. Things that you see out in the world happening and think it's funny. A little joke, a little lie. Joke is just a lie. Not a joke, it's a lie. And we love to hear lies in the church. Yeah. But God wants his folk to stand up to be a light unto this world. And we can't stand up to be a light when our lifestyle is not right. So don't get mad with the pastor. Don't get mad with the preacher. He's trying to help you.
Amen.
He's trying to help you. Don't get mad with the preacher because he told you the truth. Everybody in here right now, everybody in here done sin.
You're right.
From the pulpit to the door.
You're right.
So don't get mad with the preacher when you bring up sin. He wants us to stop. Do all you can and let it go. God Almighty. Do all you can. Don't fall in love with it. And then get mad with somebody when they bring it up. God Almighty.
You're right.
So that's what go on in churches now. That's why you got so many false preachers. Never been called as a turkey. All they want what they you got. But they don't care. What do they care about you going to hell? Because some of them on their way to hell too. See, what they care.
You're right.
Just take care of them. That's all they want.
Right.
Just to fool you. Real preachers is called to tell folks the truth. Now watch this now. I'm finna go. Watch this. Time about up. Now, where I'm preaching now? I haven't just started this.
All right.
I've been doing this ever since I started preaching.
Amen.
He just started preaching like I'm preaching now. This hard preaching. This preaching here don't play.
All right.
This preaching here stir you up. And that's what needs to be in church tonight, is to be stirred up.
All right.
The world don't see no Jesus in us. Because we run right there with the world. We beat the world before we get out there themselves. Somebody got to say something about it.
You're right.
But we got so many bald preachers. Got so many never been called. They the devil preachers. What they care about your soul is nothing. Because you know where he going. He want everybody to go with him.
Amen.
The devil know he's on his way to hell. He's trying to take everybody else with him. God looking for souls and Jesus looking for souls. So, and devil looking for souls. So he's looking for souls. God Almighty. But so many folk don't want to hear the truth. Don't bring up my sin. Don't bar my sin. Let me relax when I go to church.
You're right.
Shame on you.
You're right.
That's what happened. The preacher got to disturb you. Because if you don't go to him, the God will tell you had a chance.
Right.
You missed it yourself.
Well.
Bless his holy name. But time about up. Somebody in here may need him as your personal savior. That's what he come to do, to save souls. He come to seek and to save the lost. If you lost, give your life to Jesus. When God have it so simple, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. It's just that simple to be saved. If I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that simple. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your Savior? Jesus coming back now. Don't you see Him coming? I know those who are lost, you may not see nothing. But those who are saved and study the Word of God, you can see things happening that you never saw in your life. You can see how the world getting so worldly. And I told you this, it's going to have my belief from the depth of my heart. The devil's going to start shooting up churches, bombing churches. Why? To put fear in folks. Any way he can stop folks from getting saved, he's going to do that. Now you watch. And if it happens, things happening so now, boy, it's just good to be saved. Everywhere you go now is in danger. You think you're going to get any better? No, it's been started getting worse. Not better, but worse.
This is catalog number 1716.
I'm saved.
Catalog number 1716.
If something does happen to me,
16.
I'm going to heaven be with God. But when you go lost, where else you think you're going? You don't have one more place if you die without Jesus. And that's not dogmatic. It's the Bible. You'll go to hell. It's just that simple. You'll be there forever and ever and ever and ever when God sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins.
Right,
will there be one? Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ. Folks get shame. Shame of what? If you lost, give your life to Christ. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. And if you do die, you will go to heaven. I don't care how bad you think you are. I don't care how bad you think you are. God will save anybody. Whosoever will, let him come. Reverend, you don't know how bad I am. I don't care if 15 folks. I don't care if you feel 1,000 folks. If you want to be saved, He'll save you. I'm low down. I don't care how low down you are. God will save you. That's what He come in the world to do. But when you die without Christ, it's over. Ain't no second chance for nobody. We hear folks talk about that. I got a second chance. You don't have no second chance. You have one chance. And that's when you're on this earth. Alive. And you have a chance to give your life to Christ. Will there be another one? Somebody won't come by preaching their experience about letter. But just don't leave out here lost. And you don't have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. All we're going to tell you, go where they're preaching Jesus. These kind of messages stir you up. It stir you up. It stir you up. It's not popular. I know that. I'm not crazy. But you got to preach it. Because you love people's souls. Ain't nobody going to heaven. Ain't nobody going to hell because I told you something wrong in the Bible. No, Lord. I love your soul. And I've been called by God. If Jesus was preaching right now, and He is preaching through me, He'll say the same thing I'm telling you right now. He told them Pharisees what was wrong. He told them what was right. He told them what was lies. He told them what the truth. Jesus don't play with folks' soul. And real preachers ought not play with folks' soul. Not to keep nobody. Not to hold nobody. That's His job. Woe unto Him. But the devil got just the more preachers than Jesus got. Everybody in the pulpit ain't been called by God. That's what you got to understand. And when you get to leaving the Bible and telling you this is all right, do that, you better watch that. But I ain't trying to get you to hate no kind of preacher now. But you got to watch preachers too. The devil got them just like Jesus got them. Will there be another one? Glory to His name.